What up, nerds?
It's your boy.
I'm Jared, and this is Changelog News for the week of Monday, February 24th, 2025. My fellow Severance fans must know that Apple TV has published 8 hours of music for us to refine to. They call the Odessa set perfect for your innies workday. Okay, let's get into this week's news. AI killed the tech interview. Now what? Kane Narraway thinks through the radical change AI tools have brought to the already fraught technical interview process. He says HackerRank is pretty much broken, comp sci fundamentals and coding interviews are also out, but architectural interviews still work, at least for now. Quote, from talking to people who have run these, it's evident when someone is using AI. They often stop with long pauses, do not quite explain things succinctly, and do not understand the questions well enough to prompt the correct answer. As AI gets better and faster, this will likely follow the same fate as the rest, but I would give it some years yet. End quote. Kane suggests 5 options of how we can adapt, some of which are better than others. 1. Stop remote tech interviews. 2. Require some Pearson view type spyware. 3. Bury our heads in the sand. 4. Change our interviews to allow AI. And 5. A hybrid approach. Something's gotta give. In the meantime, Kane thinks we'll see more people passing their interviews than being let go during their probation period. That sucks for everybody involved. What are you doing and seeing in this space? Let us know in the comments. I'd love to hear about it. An app to lock your apps until you touch grass. Reese Kentish wanted to change the habit of reaching for his phone in the morning and doom scrolling away for an hour. So he built an app to help him do just that. It's built in SwiftUI and uses the screen time APIs provided by Apple plus Google Vision to recognize grass or not. Cool idea, but tough to manage for anybody living in deserts or tundras. Maybe he should add an in-app purchase to change touch grass to touch snow, touch dirt, or touch sand. It's now time for sponsored news. Play with Retool's guided tour. Now you can play with Retool, no account required, and you get a guided tour. Retool recently launched a guided tour, so you can see how easy it is to build internal tools based on data in their managed PostgreSQL database service, which they call Retool Database. The tour walks you through building an orders UI and connecting that interface to a real database with real data, complete with real-time search. You'll get to see how simple they made it to build tooling without any front-enders needed, allowing them to focus on customer-facing things. If you haven't yet, now's a good time to play with Retool's guided tour to see how simple it is to build apps on top of their managed Postgres database or your own database. Check the link in the newsletter or head to retool.com to learn more. Microsoft's Majorana 1 chip. Microsoft tried really hard to make a big splash last week announcing their quantum computing efforts. Quote, quantum computers promise to transform science and society, but only after they achieve the scale that once seemed distant and elusive. And their reliability is ensured by quantum error correction. Today, we're announcing rapid advancements on the path to useful quantum computing. End quote. Are you excited yet? No? Well, then just hear this copy. Quote, built with a breakthrough class of materials called a topoconductor, Majorana 1 marks a transformative leap toward practical quantum computing. End quote. Their hype-inducing efforts kind of worked. People are excited about the progress despite the fact that quantum computing isn't useful in any real way yet. But hopefully someday. And even if not, you have to admit, the Majorana 1 looks really cool. On washing machines and estimations. Chris Horsley recently had a saga installing a new washing machine that he thought would take 10 minutes. It ended up taking him 4 whole hours. Sound like anything we know? In this excellent analogical post, Chris tells the tale of the 6 yaks he had to shave during his install process and what he learned from the whole ordeal. Quote, what we fail to factor in is that while 90% of the project will be the same, there's going to be one critical difference between the last 5 projects and this project that seemed trivial at the time of estimation, but will throw off our whole schedule. Discover the indie web, 1 blog post at a time. Andreas Gore built something cool. It's like stumble upon before capitalism got it. But for the indie web, why did Andreas build it? Quote, I love reading text written by real people, texts that don't want to sell something. But how can you discover texts you can't search for because you don't know they exist? That's where this page comes in. Click a button, be surprised, and maybe discover your new favorite thing. End quote. You can suggest your own or a friend's personal site as long as it has an RSS feed. RSS for the win, once again. That's the news for now, but also scan the companion newsletter for all the links and more, including Google served Go backdoor to devs for 3+ years, Wireshark for Docker containers, and a year of UV, pros, cons, and should you migrate? If you don't get the newsletter, sign up today at changelog.com/news. Scroll back in your feed for some awesome pods. Last week, we spoke with David Crawshaw all about his experience programming with LLMs. And on Friday, Adam and I discussed the dev opinions we have and have not changed our mind on over the years. Coming up this week, Anurag Goel from Render on Wednesday and Kaizen 18 with Gerhard Lazu on Friday. Have a great week. Leave us a 5-star review if you dig our work. And I'll talk to you again real soon.